Trend number two, China faces a perilous transition. The trajectory of China's growth and accomplishments over the past three decades is hard to ignore, and projections of continued growth seem, on the surface, to be safe assumptions. After all, in 2010, China's manufacturing output, energy use, and car sales surpassed that of the U.S. In addition, for the past 20 years, its military spending grew, on average, 16% each year. Based on these and other statistics, the IMF has predicted that China will become the world's largest economy in 2017. But a closer examination of the factors lining up in China reveals that growth anywhere near the pace of the past 20 years is far from certain. First, the model that has delivered China's success up to this point is starting to run out of steam. Because this model ties the country's growth to exports, the global recession has inevitably caused an economic slowdown. The demographic and financial problems in Europe call into question the growth of consumption in major markets served by China. So, the only long-term answer has to be a shift to a consumer-based economy. But a smooth and quick transition to a consumer economy will be virtually impossible, because over the next several decades, China will be forced to deal with three additional major crises as they unfold. The first crisis will be the country's changing demographics. At this point, the negative effects can be managed but not avoided. The root of the issue is a low and declining fertility rate. That is the average number of children women have in their lifetimes. In a short 30-year time frame, this rate has dropped from 2.6 to 1.56. This decline in births will cause an actual reduction in China's population, not just a drop in its growth rate. Even if fertility rates begin to recover, by 2050, China's population will be reduced to 1.3 billion, down from 1.34 billion in 2010. And if there is no recovery, the population could slip under 1 billion by 2060. But it's not simply a dropping population that will raise this issue to the crisis level. It's how the demographics will change as the population ages. The median age will rise, greatly accelerated by two factors: people living longer and fewer children being born. Already, China is having trouble supplying the demand for engineers and other technical professionals. Another impact of the country's shifting demographics will be a decrease in the working age share of the population. In fact, the workforce is expected to shrink 11% by 2050. As China's pool of cheap labor peaks and begins to decline as early as 2013, so will its position as manufacturer to the world. The second crisis China will face will involve environmental issues, specifically pollution. The biggest contributor to pollution in China is its considerable investment in developing manufacturing and heavy industries. The result is a rapid growth in energy consumption, since it has a direct bearing on increasing output, which is one of the prime goals for China. Increased energy consumption produces an increase in harmful emissions, but since pollution is not a direct impediment to output in the short run, sustainability and pollution control are very low on the agenda. Consequently, as the economy grows, so does the harm to the global environment, along with its impact on the health of the Chinese people. China's third and likely biggest crisis involves its looming governance problems that will greatly reduce the country's ability to effectively deal with the other crises we've discussed. It is apparent that the Chinese Communist Party is unprepared to deal with the emerging realities. Since its last major crisis in 1989, the party seems superficially more entrenched in power than ever. However, peering beyond this facade reveals fundamental cracks, including disunity among the ruling elites, rising defiance of dissidents, mass riots, especially in rural regions, and widespread corruption. History makes it clear that these characteristics are symptoms of a regime that is in decay and is quickly moving into a period of crisis. In light of this trend, please consider the following forecasts. First, the steady loss of cheap domestic labor will force China to look abroad to supplement its labor force. By 2030, China will be a net importer of talent rather than an exporter. Already, the country has mapped out a timeline for when there will be shortages for specific job skills. As each shortage nears, the search outside the country will begin. As opposed to the U.S., where an open, multi-ethnic society has been able to absorb mass immigrations, China lacks the strong legal and political institutions that have made the melding in the U.S. possible. As a result, an influx of non-Chinese workers will create ethnic and cultural conflicts that have, for the most part, been absent in the country. Second, ignoring China's environmental issues today will create greater problems in the future. China is shirking its environmental responsibility in order to keep its economic growth rate at the highest possible level. While other developed countries are paying the heightened price of meeting environmental mandates, China is gaining an additional pricing benefit by not adopting this cost. At some point, however, ignoring this issue will begin to hinder opportunities for growth, whether it's from environmentally related health issues or a boycott of Chinese goods until environmental issues are addressed. As the prices of Chinese goods begin to rise globally due to rising labor costs, thus eliminating the country's clear price advantage, concerns over environmental irresponsibility will begin to affect consumers' decisions to buy goods originating in China. And third, the Communist Party of China will cease to exist in its current form by 2030. While this forecast flies in the face of conventional wisdom, it is surprisingly plausible. Consider the following three indicators. First, in the industrialized world, no one-party autocratic regime has lasted longer than 74 years, the lifespan of the Communist Party in the old Soviet Union. The Communist Party of China is now in its 62nd year of power. Second, no one-party system has remained viable in a non-oil exporting country once per capita GDP reached $6,000 based on purchasing power parity. China recently reached a per capita GDP of $8,382. And third, China is witnessing the emergence of a counter-elite segment made up of talented and ambitious individuals who are frustrated that they are kept out of power by the very nature of one-party rule. Contributing to this segment are roughly 6 million of China's 7 million new college graduates who are not admitted into the party each year. Without that party affiliation, economic opportunities are lessened, leaving this sizable and growing group feeling excluded and cheated by the system. Feelings of frustration towards the party will make this group a prime breeding ground for political opposition.